Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Lark with our two stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. Well, listeners at home might like to know that this program is heard in various countries all over the world, and I thought it was time I chatted about in their own languages. Well, it'll be nice for them, and if he's listening, it won't half shake that clever bit neighbor of mine. Now, let's see. In German, Guten Abend, meine Damen und Herren. Spain, Buenas noches, señoras y señores. In France, Bonsoir, monsieur. Bonsoir, mesdames.
Listen, boys, announce for a big place. What are you going to do when you get to the Chinese person?
Well, that's easy. China. A full portion of 24, half of 45, and happy chopsticks for one, steaming fork for the other, to you.
In it, flaming marvellous. Mr. Boyle, do you think we can get on? My dear wife Ramona and I are rather busy, you know.
Of course, yes, I'd forgotten that the Povies are moving to a new house the day after tomorrow. And Henry Povie, captain of this parish, has cut the job of packing up all the cups and saucers in the place.
I mean, because I my love, it was only my shaving mug.
Only your shaving mug? Now I remind you, it was my grandmother who gave you that shaving mug. Where are you going to find the shaving mug now with Mr. Michael Mike chopping that mini around the side?
I'll do my best, my love.
Heaven help you when my grandmother comes to our new residence and catches you shaving in a pink plastic cup.
I'll get up in the middle of the night and say secretly, my love.
That might be best.
In 2 days' time, we'll be in our new home. I'm just thinking, you know, my love. You know that little cupboard under the stairs in the new house?
What about it?
Well, I was wondering. But do you think that could be my game?
Your what?
My game.
Certainly, sir. A very idea.
Oh, well, I only thought.
I know what you thought. Every time I go to walk, you'll be nipping into your den and wanging me one with the broom handle when I pass.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of
it. Or sending rude messages and notes by switching the lights on and off the moon. Now, then, keep packing and get out your little purse. The man I have a special errand for.
Oh, do you want me to go down to the corner shop to get a quarter of a pound of broken biscuits for my tea?
Nothing but luck. It's not your birthday.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
What takes this money to the removal firm, first thing in the morning, is to insist on being paid in advance.
Very well, my love. I'll take
it. Good boy. I put the nervous money away in your little purse, and heaven help you if you lose a halfpenny of it.
Oh, I'll be very careful. I'll stay awake all night guarding my purse.
Yes, that might be wise. But no tossing an extra knob of coal on the fire in the small hours just because the man is asleep. Be warned. Pieces of coal in the scuttle of the encounter.
I never doubted it, my love.
And none of your ridiculous practical jokes, either. If you wake me up at 3 in the morning and ask me if I want to buy a camel, I'll phone my dear mother and tell her what you did to your Mickey Mouse mug.
Oh, no. Please. Anything but that.
Right. Settle down to guard your little purse. Ramona is going off the wooden hill to bed with John.
Good night, Mother. Good night, Father. Think, Mr. Phillips. Think.
I'm doing my best, sir. But with me, thinking is a bit of a strain. I do it so rarely.
Oh, come on, sir. Try to consternate.
I am consternating.
Well, consternate a bit more. What have you done in the last 2 days that would make Captain Povie insist on seeing us immediately?
I can't imagine. I mean, it's jolly hard, isn't it? We haven't been to sea, so I can't have hit anything.
No.
This way, gentlemen. Captain Povie will see you now.
Good morning, Miss.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Heather.
Get along.
Certainly.
What?
No
never said get lost, Mr. Phillips, which, considering your record as a navigator, I'd say comes under the heading of Coles to Newcastle.
Coles to where?
Newcastle. It's a city on the river.
Oh, well, really?
Look, yes, please. Look, the suspense is killing me. Let's go into Captain Posey's office and find out who's in the desperately deep dodgy doo.
Right, this way.
Shut the door, one of you. There's no time to lose.
All right, sir.
Now, as you know, I am due to move to my new house now. What put the ninny bolt mud bought the old one?
Put me.
You were saying to another little talk that I was listening to you. Please go on, my dog is all ours.
Well, it's about the firm you are removing the firm. Now, last night, my dear wife Ramona gave me the money for them, and I put it away in my little purse.
Well, I've seen you using it, sir. Is it the one with the present for Dad and Sonny Claxton written on it?
Well, yes. Yes, it is. But never mind the purse for the moment. Oh, yes. Oh, no, it's got a naughty enamel gnome on the lid.
Yeah, very useful gift, I'm sure.
You were saying? I was about to say that you'd better wait outside, Chief. I cannot discuss this matter with you in my office.
Huh?
You were just getting to the interesting bit.
Wait in my outer office, Chief.
Yeah, sir, look, Percy wants to know what's going on.
Outside, Chief.
Well, can I leave the door out?
Percy, outside at once.
All right.
Of course, that's done it, sir. You've ruined his day. Mm.
Well, I'd hate to know how many of my days have been ruined.
I've lost my little purse.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I must have dropped it on the way to the office.
Well, how much is in it, sir?
£15.
Lummy. I bet Dad's presents from Tommy Clapton never had it so good.
Well, gentlemen, I know there may have been odd
speaking moments in the past when we haven't quite seen eye to eye. However, we are all in the same place. And as my brother officers, I was wondering if you could possibly lend me
I'm afraid I'm completely skimped, sir.
And I have these wages. I mean, your request comes behind others from my tailor, the Inland Revenue, Murgatroyd's off license, Kids Betting Emporium, and Madame Yvonne's School of Ballet Dance.
Oh, well, I should just have to...
What was that like?
Madame Yvonne's School of Ballet Dance. It was a bit of an error. I thought Madame Yvonne taught ballroom dance.
Really? How long was it before you realized that you'd made an Oscar Charlie of yourself?
But you must know, the evening I took Heather to the Gosport and Havant Palace and asked the band to play something to Swan Lake.
Gentlemen, this is not helping.
Well, the one man who might help is outside, sir.
Can't
we? Mr. Senior Officer, I couldn't possibly ask
him. No, sir.
But what about his Uncle Ebenezer? Surely through Bertie, you could arrange the monkey to move your furniture.
He'd probably do terms which would save the immediate blind panic.
Yes, you're right. Now, Mr. Phillips, ask the chief to come back, please.
Aye, aye, sir.
Pardon me, would you...
It's all a sight. I demand a chance to explain. I've been framed. It's all lies. It was something that looked like me. It's happening all the time. In any case, I never signed for whatever it was they were. Besides, I wasn't on duty at the time. No. And even if I was, I wouldn't have been anywhere near there. If you've got witnesses, then it was the day after, and it wasn't me, and they all need glasses.
Never in the field of human conflict.
All right. Let's see. You're not in the muck. I am.
You are?
And what a sign.
Chief, Captain Foley was wondering if your Uncle Ebenezer might be available to move his furniture tomorrow. What really interests Captain Toby is whether Monkey would do turn.
Monkey?
Yes.
Do turn?
Look at that. Half a pound down and the rest over forever.
If I could have the address,
what? Oh, yes, of course.
He is to collect the furniture from my cousin's home at 18 Trafalgar Coast and take it to my new home at 49 Jutland Terrace. Oh, and if I make out my dear wife Ramona and I haven't got to Jutland Terrace before your uncle's van, she can collect the keys from Mr. Arbuthnot at 32 Armada Terrace. That's the front of course. Very good, sir. Leave the loser. I'll bring down the ice cream pipers to sell for me. A mere formality and not worth wasting time leaving a small place on me. Capital, capital. Well, now, whilst you're all here, I wish I could express my gratitude for your assistance to a fellow officer in his hour of test.
Oh, nothing, sir. I think I'll be on with
that. I'll have a large scotch. I was about to say that my dear wife Ramona and I thought of throwing a housewarming party at our new residence tomorrow evening. We thought you kindly, of course, but we should be delighted. In fact, Murray, we insist on seeing you and Mr. Phillips and any other officers and busters, sir.
Oh, kind, sir. First, you actually insist on insisting, sir.
Oh, we do. We wouldn't think of having a housewarming party without the officers and... All right, thank you, Chief Officer. For your cause, I must have lost that this hail. Any notice that I'm for anything. It won't be precisely a step up, you. We thought we'd put up a tray of fish cake sandwiches and a jug of tea and cocoa.
Forward to it, sir. And I have a feeling we shall never forget it, Harry.
I'm sure you won't. I'm sure you won't. Well, that's all, gentlemen. Thank you again. And you will make sure your Uncle Ebenezer has the right address both of you. Trafalgar Coast to Dutton Terrace tomorrow morning.
He'll meet the monkey, sir.
All set to go aboard?
I suppose. I was still trying to get over yesterday evening. I had a date with Heather. It didn't go too well, I think. It's sort of 50-50, really. I turned up, but she didn't. You can't rely on women, can you?
Did she say she did?
Well, that's the point, sir. She said she wouldn't. So, as she's a woman, I thought she would, but she wasn't. And I was, but next time she is, I shan't be. Even when I said I will, and even if I don't want to. Wouldn't you?
I wonder how the Toby's meal is going.
You want to say, Lisa?
Yes, Chief. Did Captain Toby manage to fix everything up for the move with your Uncle Ebenezer satisfactorily?
Once that HP agreement was signed, Monkey regarded Captain Toby as a sort of combined nest egg and pension.
Well, as long as Monkey turns up there with his band this morning, I don't suppose Captain Toby will mind.
Oh, Monkey will be there all right. He's probably off loaded up by now, anyway.
Monkey's very reliable, sir. When money's involved, that is, he's very reliable. He's not the sort to, he's not the sort to, he's,
What the crazy is that? Honestly,
have you ever seen such a crap-clad old van? I bet it's done at least 190,000. Probably saw service in Flanders and on the,
On York, Ebenezer Perkley, removal. Distance, no object, but you stand a better chance if he's not too far.
Monkey has seen an old fool. What are you doing here? Why aren't you eating and earning an old fun that you can do?
Oh, that you boy, as you turned up nice, twisted yourself.
That'll be the day.
I meant I've twisted myself physical.
But how do you do that? This is coming a bit awkward.
Oh, belting auntie one because she was a bit awkward. I've warned her before about ducking when I want to cover her one with a cake too.
Ah, well, that's auntie, isn't it? That's auntie. Shortly.
Look, never mind, auntie. What about Captain Toby? What's going to happen about moving his furniture?
Oh, that's up to you lot. I'm looking for volunteers.
Volunteers?
I can't face forward, you see. Only sideways. Stuck like this, I have to judge what's coming by looking out of the corner of my eye in the mirror at what's gone.
Oh. Well, in that case, if all you want is a driver, I'm sure your nephew would be only too happy to...
Yeah, I would, sir. I would, only I can't.
can't drive.
Of course you can.
I want to drive, sir, but I can't, as you might say. Not since I had a slight disagreement over my license with the local constabulary. Not since the Rogers nicked me license.
Oh, dear. Well, not having a car, I've let my license lapse. So, that only leaves,
It'll be a pleasure. I've driven vans before, you know, in the service.
Oh, we do. There's a scrapyard full of them on Gosport Road.
Yes, that settles it. I'll do it. Monkey, I'm your man. I'll stop and change into civvies on the way.
Well, I'll be, Nick. Here, do you know where this posy place is? It's 18 Trafalgar...
Don't bother. I know the way. I was there when Captain Povey told us about it. Now, ready when you are, Monkey. Sorry, pardon. It was the brakes. Mind your back. Come round, you brute. Come on. I say, chap, look. I say, look at this bit. It came off in my hat. Hey ho!
No peeking through my letterbox. I shall not be long. Right. State your name and business.
Oh, good evening, Mrs. Padre. I'm the ship Fauvert. yes. I believe we are expected as guests at your truly delightful house warming. I meant, of course, that your house was truly delightful, not your warming. Not that one expects to. Perhaps I should introduce myself. I'm the ship's padre.
I can see that.
Oh, yes. How terribly, terribly observant of you. So kind. This is Captain Bell, who is the ship's bell and captain.
We've met.
Yes, rather. If you remember, madam, last time we met, I dropped the most frightful... you do remember, don't you? I thought you did, yes.
Permission to enter.
Oh, how very kind.
It's funny, isn't it? You know, all the way here, I kept saying to myself, whatever you do, don't remind Mrs. Povey that I once mistook her hat for an upturned... fortunately, you took it as a joke at the time. At least you appeared to take it as a joke, right? Well, everyone else thought it looked like an up to now, I'm not doing frightfully well. Yeah, well, over to you, Padre.
Yes. So kind. Yes. If I could just leave my cap on your hall stand, I'd be, you don't appear to have a hall stand. How terrible, terrible ship.
Yes, rather. And I must congratulate you on this wheeze of having bare boards in the hall.
I beg your pardon.
No offense, Padre, no. I mean having no carpet and all that. I mean, shook me, I can tell you. Do you know, when I saw the house was completely empty like this, no curtains at the window and so on, I couldn't help feeling how funny it would be if the chaps had collected all your furniture from your old house and driven off and never turned up here. It's the sort of thing you read about in books, or so that's what happened, isn't it?
It is. Robbery, of course. A lot of my furniture belonged to my dear mother and was absolutely priceless. Absolutely priceless.
Really? From what I remember of it, I wouldn't have given you fourpence for your mother. Your mother's furniture. Well, different generations, you know, different tastes. Of course, Captain Povey's out looking for them now, I suppose.
Certainly
it?
Not.
No.
After the damage those fools did to my other objets d'art, I wasn't taking any chances with the candle holders on my dear mother's upright trunk.
I don't think I quite...
A piano forte, Padre.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
I wasn't having those bashed about on that dreadful van, so Henry's pushing the piano over here on its carpet.
That'll kill him. I mean, 90% of it's uphill.
No. Besides, he's got the stool on the top, so if he wants to rest, he can sit on that for a minute. This way, and mind how you go. I've had to put my delicious fish-based sandwiches on the tray on the floor. I'll be warming up the cocoa again. The seconds is in a minute. Come on.
Audrey, I can't warn you again. Hello? The man up there is resident.
Oh, this is Mr. R. Pusnot, our Marla Crippen. I thought I ought to tell you that with any luck at all, your furniture should arrive shortly.
What? Well, where does it do?
Well, I just told the two men to take it all out of my house and put it back in the van. They called when I was out, and my wife said to bring it all in.
Let me speak to them. I demand your speech to them.
Certainly. Here's the blonde one. Hello, Mrs. Toby. Lovely evening.
Young man, where have you been with the furniture all this time?
Pretty well everywhere, actually. We lost a bit of paper with a new address on it.
The evidence suggests it was simple enough. Collect from antiques of Harold the Close and deliver to 49 Dublin Terrace. He started to Armada Crescent.
Well, that was the trouble. I thought I could remember it. Since then, we delivered your furniture to 18 Dublin Terrace. That wasn't right. We put it back in the van and delivered it to 49 Armada Crescent. But they hated it. So we tried 32 to power their clothes. He said that when they wanted firewood, they'd order it. And then we...
Enough!
It's more than enough, actually. We're exhausted. The only thing that cheered us up was when a chap went past us now pushing an upright piano. We'd never seen him in the dark, but the piano had his lights on.
What?
Two candles on the front. You should have heard what he said when we shouted after him. What do you think you are, the Blackpool Illumination? On second thought, perhaps you shouldn't have heard what he said.
Never mind about him. Bring that furniture around here at once and I'll have something to say.
Oh, you know, I had a feeling you would.
Hello, you chaps. I finally made it.
Good gracious. You haven't unloaded all the rest of the furniture already, surely?
No, sir. Old Thundergut is going to unload it tomorrow.
Just as Wilson doesn't expect him to unload it tonight, sir. After shoving that Joanna over here, he looks as if he may well have lost an octave or two himself.
Well, never mind. A cup of nourishing cocoa should set him up.
Yeah. If only she'd put more than one teaspoonful of cocoa in a gallon of warm water, that mightn't have been so bad. It's like drinking rusty orange juice.
I don't think I can taste that, but I could do with something to eat. What are the fish paste sandwiches like?
We wouldn't know. You live dangerously if you like it.
They're on the floor for Captain Belfer. Here, I'll get you one. Excuse me. Perfect, Colin. Would you mind? Lovely party, Mrs. Pete. Excuse me, sir. Gangway. Captain Bell, sir.
What? Oh, hello, Fredwin. Lovely place you've got here. Looks better once the furniture arrives, of course, but your little woman tells me it's on the way.
No, you got it wrong, sir. Uh-huh. That's not Mrs. Percy, sir. That's Mrs. Poley.
Oh, really? My congratulations. My word, you had a narrow escape there. Does she wears hats that look like upturned? Perhaps I can get you something.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I want it to sandwich you, sir. Would you pass?
Delighted. To tell you the truth, I've been terrified of them the whole evening, knowing my luck. I was absolutely certain that I'd put my foot on them sooner or later. Well, there they are, then. At least the ghastly suspense is over, isn't it? You think I'd be better off to stay here standing in them? Or walk away and leave foot-faced fish prints behind me? I mean, fish-faced footprints behind me.
Right, you see, your only hope is to kick them about until you lose them.
Chuck it all in the cocoa jug. It might put a bit of body into it.
Oh, nasty.
Padre.
Belter!
So very, very fine. Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Purvey and his lady are about to entertain us with selections from their repertoire. Let us express our appreciation and welcome Captain and Mrs. Purvey with a round of great applause. Great applause! So, very kind. And now, the first song, song number one.
Thank you, Paddy. Are you ready, Ramona, my love?
Of course. Now, we'll start with a duet. Do this time, Henry. No whizzing round and round on the piano stool and shouting, look, chaps, I'm in orbit.
No, certainly not.
Right. Now, one to get ready. Two to get steady. Go! I'll be loving you forever, with or not that moon.
Oh,
well, nothing to fear. Need a helping hand? I will understand.
But I'd rather not know. Something sort of tells
it
me.
It told me, too. That's why I asked you.
In that case, there's only one solution, sir.
Quite.
Mr. Phillips?
Boom. Yes, what? Oh, all right. Yes. Hello. Mrs. Tovey's residence. You're who? No. Wrong number. Go away. Now I can explain.
Stop! Everybody stand where they are. Something's going on. I can sense it. Give me that phone. Hello? Mrs. Tovey here? Who's chatting that end?
This is Mr. R. Butler of Armada Crescent. Is the removal van still there?
It is. Why?
Well, they made a mistake. They've loaded all my furniture into it and left all yours in my house.
What?
Good night, Mrs. Bird. Good night. Lovely party.
You must be going.
I've already gone.
Henry, seize them! Nobody leave. Ramona wants a word. And stop that one with a fish face all over his boots sneaking out the French window. I intend to get to the bottom of this. I'm not paying £15 to have my dear mother's furniture crunching all over the country.
Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips have been doing a mischief to the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, and Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, and Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen. Uncle Ebenezer Pertwee was Daniel Evans, and the Padre was Michael Bates, and Captain Bell was Ronnie Barker. The piano was played by Alan Paul. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.